So, all beings then, as vast as space, need to be established in the state of Buddhahood, and that's all beings without exception, not excluding even a single one. And so, for the purpose of doing that, then we should give ourselves energetically to the listening, reflection, and meditating upon the king of aspirational prayers, and the aspirational prayer of enlightened activity. So, this is the second section of the aspirational prayer of wholesome activities, and there are three sections in the prayer as a whole. The second one then is dealing with the accumulation of merit through the seven branches, and that is the cause for the accomplishment of the aspirational prayer itself. So in this second section, which is the cause for the accomplishment of the aspirational prayer itself, there are the sevenfold prayer, and of that, the first two branches have been explained earlier, the branches on prostrations or homage, and the branch dealing with making offerings. So we'll begin today with the section on the confession of non-virtuous activity. So the root text reads approximately as follows. Swayed by the power of desire, anger, and ignorance, however many non-virtuous deeds I have done with my body, voice, and likewise mind, all of these, each and every one, I do confess.
So, concerning actions which are done by body, speech, and mind, then deciding whether a particular action is a virtuous action or a non-virtuous or morally repugnant action, then this completely depends upon the motivation in the mind, or the motivational factor of the mind.
So
if an action then which is committed through body, speech, or mind is under the power of or is dependent upon the factors of anger, of desire, anger, and ignorance, then such actions then are considered to be non-virtuous.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are desire, anger, and ignorance? Desire, then, is that is attachment, then, to things which are seemingly pleasurable. And anger, then, is viewing things... Then it's like hatred to enemies and so forth. And ignorance is ignorance concerning actions and fruition. It's ignorance concerning what is to be adopted and what is to be abandoned. So, for example, the first of the actions of the body which is considered to be non-virtuous, that of killing, if killing is under, if one kills and that killing or taking of life is committed through the power or under the influence of either desire, anger, or ignorance, then such killing is considered to be non-virtuous. So if killing takes place, or the taking of life takes place, not motivated by these previous three factors, but motivated through loving kindness and compassion, then such an action or such a taking of life will not be considered as unvirtuous. And the example given here is that the Buddha, Sakyamuni, while he was practicing the acts or the behavior, the actions of a bodhisattva while on the bodhisattva path, then he came into a situation where there was a merchant called Minang Dongdong, and Minang then the spearman Minang, the lanceman, then he was about to murder 500 merchants, and so out of compassion, both for the merchants and also for the unvirtuous action that this lanceman was going to commit, then while on the bodhisattva path, the Buddha then killed him. But this killing was not out of the three previous factors, but it was out of his compassion, and so it was not considered to be a non-virtuous action.
Mazemba.
And so that was distinguishing, in terms of killing, the differences between what constitutes a non-virtuous action and what constitutes a virtuous action. And so it is the same with taking of things which do not belong to one, or the action of theft, that if the motivation is, if something is taken out of the mind being motivated by desire, anger, or ignorance, then this is a non-virtuous action.
Mazin palemba te sambadan ninje chembe goni pena semti tipa se jete topa orbo tite chenge be semti mambo le ninje chite tene supo supo akoson
supo rich
rich people supo sem na jin se jete jibata mone ba sena la karse
So then if something is taken not motivated by desire, anger, ignorance, but motivated by compassion. For example, if one sees the poverty of many beings and one sees a rich person then who, out of his miserliness, then doesn't act in a generous way towards them, then if one takes something and gives to all of those people, then because the motivation here is one of kindness, one of compassion, then this is a virtuous action. So this is the same with all types of actions. If the motivating or motivational factor of the action is desire, anger, or ignorance, it is non-virtuous. If the motivating factor is one of loving kindness or compassion, then it's considered to be a virtuous action. And it is the same with the four actions of voice or speech, the actions of lying, slander, harsh words or harsh speech, and idle gossip, that if these four are committed under the influence of or motivated by desire, anger, and ignorance, they're non-virtuous. If the motivational factor is loving kindness and compassion, those four actions are considered to be virtuous.
Okay,
how could a lie be considered to be virtuous? Well, for example, if someone sees another person who is going to be killed by a third person, who would be the murderer, and then the one who wants to commit the crime of murder comes up to one and says, well, did you see that person who I'm looking for, who I want to kill? And if one lies, if one is actually seeing the person and says, oh, no, I haven't seen the person at all, then even though it's a lie, it's a virtuous activity. It's been motivated by compassion because it allows there not to be any kind of non-virtuous action committed. So it's necessary to understand that lies which are made or which are said out of compassion of desiring to benefit others, lies which are meant then to benefit others, that these are virtuous actions. Otherwise,
then some people think that it's okay, it's not okay to lie in any circumstance, and so even if that lying, even if that telling of the truth would hurt someone, then they would still tell the truth and not lie, and that's not right. So the second non-virtuous or unskillful action of the speech then is slander, or trying to take two people which are in harmony and trying to split them. How would slander then, or trying to split some people, how would that be a virtuous action? Well, if there were two people or a group of people then who were together planning to commit some non-virtuous actions, and if one slandered them with the purpose of splitting them up so they could not perform that non-virtuous action, then that kind of slander would be virtuous. Another type of slander, or trying to split people up, which would be considered virtuous, if you have, for example, a person who is practicing the Dharma, and together with a person, then a non-virtuous person who sort of continually commits non-virtuous actions, and the person who commits non-virtuous actions is the more powerful of the two, then, and will influence the Dharma practitioner, then to slander them in the sense of trying to split them apart is a virtuous action, because it benefits both. The Dharma practitioner will not be influenced by the other, and himself will not be forced to commit non-virtuous actions, and the non-virtuous person will not be able to influence the Another example of sort of righteous slander would be take two countries in the world, two powerful countries in the world who in accordance with one another were harming others, then to try to split the presidents, the ministers of these countries, so that they would not be able to work in harmony with one another, that this would be righteous slander. So one needs to understand, to continue, one needs to understand the differentiation between virtuous and non-virtuous harsh speech, or using harsh words. If the motivational factor then is desire, anger, or ignorance, then harsh speech is non-virtuous. If, however, the motivational factor, again, is compassion or loving-kindness, that using that type of speech becomes virtuous. And with the fourth action of speech, that of idle gossip, we have the same situation. If one gossips motivated by desire, anger, or ignorance, it is a non-virtuous action. But if the motivational factor is one of compassion and or loving kindness, that is the desire to pacify or get rid of the suffering of beings, then such type of gossip becomes virtuous.
Luja gave us some, Luja me gave us some, Naka me gave a yete, Kunona, a rallegre, and jury, jurors over, gave at the paper. Yeja Napsin, no sin locked us on day, then he gave a lenjuva caviomare, pangogre.
So, with the three actions of the body and this four actions of the speech, as Rinpoche has said, that whether these are to be considered virtuous or non-virtuous is completely dependent on what the mental motivation is. However, when moving on to the three factors of the three non-virtuous actions of the mind, that of covetousness and harmful mind and wrong views, that these cannot be switched. These are all simply non-virtuous.
Deba daki, jipa chen jipa, deda, tamche daki sozorja. Deta with dipa mekevele daki, jipa. Chen jipa, kat chen jipa se jeta katse jipa. Daki jipa, yenla si jipa, dipele si jupa. Hagozon, seba legiso yerama tesu tamje devare, chen jipa deda, tamje daki sozorja. So to Sanje da Sanjo Sabanam de Tingar Sosor Hia, Takwanjeso.
So then, knowing that about non virtuous actions, about morally repugnant actions, then oneself thinks about that non virtuous action, however much one has committed, or even whatever others have committed and one has rejoiced in, and all of that then that one confesses with folded hands. Before
each and every Buddha.
So the fourth branch here is rejoicing, the branch of rejoicing.
So to Java Kuntan Sanjese, Ranja Namdon, Pupdam Loptam, Rova Kunji Sunam Kanaya, Teda Kunji Jiso Da Yeran, his other song.
The verse reads something like this: whatever merits which have been accumulated by the victors of the Ten Directions, the sons of the Awakened One, the solitary victors, the studying and non studying, all beings, I rejoice in all of it.
Titanda. So to Jarva, such as so to Jarvam, so to Sanje Kointang, said so to Sanje Tamjetang. Sanje, Tokje say Sanju Sambare. Tokje say Sanje, Tokje say Sanju Sambar Namdang. Ran Sanje Namdang. Loba Malok de Nin Tulare. Nintu je, loba te lam la neba lam nyamsa lin yinba, lam la lup yinba kapsu loba. Malopa te drajun denedere. Loba tam malopa tam. Rova kuen je, suenam kanaya. Te yindun rova kuen je, simchin kuen je. Simchin tam je je suenam gebe le kan yik yiba. Kanaya, kan yinba nam la yang, te da kuen la. Teda tamche la da teni chado mebar jisu yeram.
So the victors of the Ten Directions refers then to all of the awakened one, the Buddhas who reside in all directions, and the sons of the awakened one refers to the bodhisattvas. So all of those then Buddhas residing in the Ten Directions and the Bodhisattvas. And then Rangjal here is the Pratyeka Buddhas, or the solitary victors, or solitary realized ones. And the studied and, or studying and non-studying, Loktang Milok, refers to the Shravakas. And it refers to, Lop then refers to those who are still studying, who are still engaged in actions on the path. And the unstudied refers to then the photostoriers or arhats, then who abide in peace. Then all of, and then those plus all beings whatsoever, all of the merit which has been accumulated by all of these, whatever merit there has been, then all of that merit, after it has been done, that I rejoice in it, and I rejoice in it without being tinged by any kind of jealousy.
Tene jisu yarang te tikpa chenpe lo la thamke jilamre karre se na yenda ke geva kangdang kang sepa teda lan thado mebe goni jisu yarang se na tene rang geve le maze na yang rang geve le maze na yang jisu yarang to ji rang geva drupa so nam to bare tene de hende thamke ba dam gare Ranga gave a drum, Mugaba gave us an answer.
So, the meaning here of Jesu Dayiran, or after the action merit has been accumulated by others, that one rejoices in it oneself, then shows that the path of the Mahayana of the Great Vehicle is one of extremely capable means, of skillful means, because even though oneself has not engaged in perhaps virtuous actions, that having seen others engage in virtuous actions and without any jealousy that one rejoices in the actions of others, then it is the same as if oneself has committed those virtuous actions. So without having to commit any virtuous actions, one receives the merit of the virtuous actions, so that shows that this path is one of extremely skillful means.
Bene yinji geva sepa lan trado jiba yinan trado de nyung mungpa re trado de jyun rungpo zuba yinan teni dekule re ranga suenam nyamru re.
So if one does not rejoice in the virtuous deeds of others but is afflicted by jealousy towards those deeds, then that jealousy is a disturbing emotion, and through that disturbing emotion, one's own merit for a long time then will diminish, will deteriorate. So for those reasons then it is also extremely important to rejoice in the merit of others.
So
The fifth branch here is that of requesting the teachers to turn the wheel of the Dharma, and the verse reads, to those who are the lamps of the worlds, of worlds in 10 directions, gradually awakening to enlightenment, discovering non-attachment, to all of these protectors, I request, please turn the wheel of the
teachings. Kanda sanje nam kande tere. Sobjin jikten je dweme re. Sobjin jikten je dweme ibe jimsen kare. Sobjin jikten je khan je simchin tamje je marekpa mumba tavas te sirvar sebe tambe chu je dweme barbar zeba ibe sena tene sanje nam la dwema ta se. Dweme sanje la sanje nam la dweme mengen sinje tembare.
So the Buddhas are said here to be the light of worlds in the 10 directions. And what that means is that they show the path to beings to dispel the darkness of ignorance of those beings, that they light the lamp of the Dharma teachings in order to dispel that darkness. And therefore, they're said to be the lamp of the worlds in 10 directions.
Dharmata. That Dharma that Sanjay Namre, Sanjay Nam, Sancho Rembara Sijate, Sanjay Jacobang Dubala, Sancho Kalam, Rembe Yamsalangorawa, Solan, Jolan, Tonan, Gonan, Malop, Lamte, lama remje dro te sanjok rambar sanjok je lam rambar dro te sanje sanje je kompang to bare lama sanjok je lam rambar dro lama thar sein te tene malo bas sanje bad sanje je sar sanje je kompang to be tene macha ni macha pani bare karasana sanje je kompang to du New Mumba Drepa, Tang Hibsa Drepa Tape, no, Hisa Kanglayan, Tanda, Tundanda Kunzu, the Chu Kanglayan, Dizzy Meba, Dizzy Jama Mebe, Machapa, Yabare, Tema Takare Gombo Machani, Oya, Tipat.
So, the Buddhas then, who are like lamps of the world, who are lamps of the world, then they have awakened to. They have achieved the state of a Buddha of enlightenment through having traversed the five paths which lead to enlightenment in a gradual fashion. The five paths then, the path of accumulation, the path of juncture, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning, then have been, these five paths have been gradually traversed to reach the state of enlightenment. That state of enlightenment has been accomplished perfectly, ultimately. And then having achieved this, then the Buddhas are free from the veils of the disturbing emotions and the veil of disturbing emotions and free of the veil of knowable objects. And so that they have accomplished a state then which is without any type of clinging, without being hindered by these veils whatsoever.
Gombo teda sijute sanje namre yang sanje nalam gombo si jogu be jimse karisena rova nam je donga ta donga je jo nyu momba khabar se pe thap sanje nam je tebe na sanje nam rova nam je chap dang gon de jo pare dise nam gon se chap dang gon re gombo teda gombo job sanje chom din de Sanje teda ke chingar kundunto sijite that chujun kolo kovar sovande biotere. Dagi sijite sovande babodare. Dagi tamjela sanje teda tamjela kolo lanameba kovar kor. Chujun kolo lanameba konameba kovar sovande so. Kolo.
So the next line reads then that. To the protectors, to all of the protectors, I supplicate them, I pray to them, I request them to turn the wheel of the teachings. Then the word protector here refers to the Buddhas, and the Buddhas are called protectors because they serve through showing the teachings of the Dharma to beings. They offer beings then a method to pacify the disturbing emotions and the cause of the disturbing emotions, and so they serve as a refuge or as a protector or as protection to beings, and so to them one requests the wheel of the Dharma to be turned.
In a young children colo cover so one day go back there. Chuji cheva. Chuji cheva. Chute carchempo yeba. Top a chetan. Children colo cover so one day papa, the answer and amjit sort of a cheddo. Go back niji cheddo. Then the children colo cover so one day go back.
Jupitampo car.
Go back tambo chuji cheva. Cheva hiba. Chute carchempo yeba hiba. The gala here then a chu carchum jungle was in the door.
So generally speaking then, the Buddhas, out of their compassion, they turn the wheel of the Dharma, and the wheel of the Dharma then refers here to the three turnings of the wheel, the three sections of the teachings which were given. So generally speaking, out of their compassion, they do this. So then what is the reason for requesting them to turn the wheel of the Dharma? Then it is for the the spreading of the Dharma is one, and secondly, for the accumulation of merit for the person or persons then who request the Dharma wheel to be turned.
So, requesting the Buddhas to turn the wheel of the Dharma, one places the palms of the hands together, as Rinpoche showed, and one makes the request with a mind full of devotion. So the sixth branch here is the supplication to the Buddhas not to pass into nirvana. To those teachers who assert the passing from sorrow, I supplicate them for the benefit and happiness of all beings to remain for aeons as many as the particles in all Buddha fields. Generally speaking, or ultimately speaking, Buddhas do not pass into nirvana. But for some beings, then it's necessary to show this passing into nirvana, because through doing that, then it serves to inspire or to motivate beings to practice the Dharma. And so in order for the benefit of those beings who otherwise would not practice, then they show this passing away into nirvana. So then there is the supplication to those Buddhas not to pass into the state which is free from sorrow or nirvana, and this is done again with folded hands. The supplication is done with folded hands, requesting then the Buddhas to stay for the benefit of beings, for the temporal benefit and ultimate happiness of beings, and that they stay for as long as there are aeons comparable to the amount of particles in the Buddha fields. The seventh and final branch here is that of dedication. And the root reads, whatever virtue I have accumulated through paying homage, offering, confessing, rejoicing, requesting, and supplicating, I dedicate all of this for the purpose of awakening.
Dekpa megewe le, nyenpo tobi gone kyakpa tang.
So the dedication here is first going through the previous six branches and dedicating the merit which has been accumulated from those six. So the first is the paying of homage, the paying of homage which is done to all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas along with their assembly of Bodhisattvas residing in the ten directions, all of the merit accumulated from paying homage to them, and the merit accumulated through then offerings, and the two kinds of offerings were the surpassable and unsurpassable offerings, this merit, and the merit accumulated through the confession of non-virtuous actions, and that is done then using the four powers, and the four powers then is something which is explained in Contro Lodro Thai's The Ocean of Certainty. And so through that virtue, and then through the virtue of rejoicing in the merit which has been accumulated by others, the virtue which comes from requesting the Buddha's, rejoicing in the merit of others, and the merit which has been done by the Buddha's, Bodhisattvas, self-victorious ones, the hearers and all beings, and then the merit which has been accumulated through requesting the teachers to turn the wheel of the Dharma and supplicating them not to pass into the state free from sorrow, then whatever merit whatsoever, however small it's been, that has been accumulated by myself, then I dedicate that for the benefit of all beings so that all beings may then reach the state of complete enlightenment.
Tene mobate geza zoba sanju do muna tene lanch kapsa sanju samba sama nam je geva le sapate sanju do muna tene pata ni geza nyamba ta geza nyamba chu sawa thola doya yo ma le moba ma ja na khonto chembo chiba la soba tzo ke nyamba me patang si Sanju sebe karpa mangbola geva dogo grava, mova de karchimores. Mova mazu payina lamje neakapso, geta de nyam cigare, geta nyambata, geta sebata, geta meba dosier. Mova jamna tini geta de sepa meba, geta de kondos oke young yomato bejagre.
So then. The purpose of dedication here then is that through extremely long periods of time then virtue needs to be on the path, virtue needs to be accumulated, and if the virtue then is not dedicated, then while on the path, this root of the roots of virtues which have been accumulated, then they can deteriorate or they can diminish, they can disappear. And so for that reason, through dedication, this serves as a preventative for keeping them from deteriorating or diminishing. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Munjo Lembo.